Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. This is the Astrologer and the Alchemist, and it is Saturday, July 17th, and I'm Jemajah Selas, the Alchemist, and I am sitting at my purple-covered desk, and I have a nice rose background, and I have a filter on, Anne, that has confetti coming down. And my dear colleague, Anne, oh, thank you for telling me. Everyone can hear you, Anne. My dear colleague, Anne. Hi, Anne.
Yep.
Where are
Hi,
you?
I'm here at the bright red desk sitting in front of the air conditioner. Because it'd be warm. It'd be warm here in New York. It looks nice out, though. It looks like it's supposed to be, you know, up to the mid-80s today. So all
oh, really?
Good.
Okay.
It's summer hot summer in the city, right?
Yeah.
So, and humid, very humid. So
that's what it is. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That humidity has been kicking me out. I like heat. Humidity,
mm-hmm.
It feels like, you know, like I'm down in the bayou or something. I'm feeling like that kind of humidity. You know, so without the good food and gumbo.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty natural or a pretty accurate description of the energy, you know. So
Yeah, okay.
Kind of intense out there, kind of intense. So
it is intense. Yeah. And you know, for those of us astrology students who are, you know, I study with Anne and others, and, you know, there's many of us who are astrologers or students of astrology or just lovers of astrology, but this Uranus and Taurus is really showing us. I mean, I have never seen so many things that say, yeah, Uranus is in Taurus. Get it? I'm like, I get it. With all the storms and stuff happening all over the world, not just this country, all over the world.
Oh, I know, the floods in Europe, all Germany, you know, washed the whole town, like washed away from the river, and then the riots in South Africa where they're completely, you know, it's very unsafe. I've got a friend who lives down there. And people really, you know, looking for change. I think that's the energy. And how do we, or the world looking for change, you know. Greta, the climate activist, I never say her last name right, Thunberg, tweeted, you know, this will be the new normal, you know, with Germany and Belgium and the Netherlands underwater from the rain. A month's worth of rain in 2 hours, you know. So.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, you know, and we're seeing, you know, not just, you know, I know we, that, but, you know, I do follow the international news. China
mm-hmm.
has a similar situation. Talk to China. Japan
yep,
has something.
Yep.
I mean, where it just the water comes through and just takes out, you know, neighborhoods and people and businesses and, you know, just thought, oh, no, yeah, we're having a nice rainy day. And next minute, it's a deluge. It's like, okay, did you get an email from Noah? No, I didn't get an email. You know, so you wonder what's going on. It's like, okay.
Right.
And then the fires on the West Coast. We have the fires. And it's
yes, not to forget the fires on the West Coast. Already started fire season. Already some more acres burned than ever in this one section. Yeah.
Right.
And they're back at that town they burned. It burned a couple of years ago. You know,
oh,
to the
my
ground.
Goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I think part of our I want to kind of say it, an awareness thing with Uranus square Saturn, is it does make us aware, you know, because it's our structures. Saturn's our structures. And Uranus says, you know, I think I'm going to change some of those structures.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, this is a woman who just bought a place in Florida, right? So as I say this, I'm remembering Dr. Bothner, and he was one of my biology teachers when I was in college, and he's like, people that build in river banks and people that build on the ocean banks, you know, the ocean takes them back, the river takes it back. You're in the flood zone, it's going to flood.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, oh, wow, you know, yeah, it's called the floodplain, isn't it, you know. And that year we had a huge flood upstate along the river that runs through Cornell and Elmira, and it went like 8 feet high. And they actually painted water lines, you know, on the buildings, 8 feet up, how deep the water had gone. So there was really deep flooding along the Allegheny River. So. But he was, you know, he's like, that's what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a riverbank or it's a floodplain. Supposed to flood. But we build near it because it's pretty and we like the water and yada, yada. And, of course, we settled. You know, if we look at the history of settlements, they're all by rivers. You know, Paris and England and Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And, You know, we build on the riverbank because that was how stuff used to travel on boats.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it you also know, has its own opinion of, and of course we are having a pretty big Neptune aspect right now, so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, we're having Venus and Mars forming a finger of God, which of course is a fated event, and Venus did it this week, Mars does it next week. Venus is still in the middle of it. With Neptune and Pluto, right? Neptune, of course, is in Pisces. Pluto's in Capricorn. So Venus and Mars are saying, you know, what is it we're going to pursue? But as they roll through, they kind of whack. They set off the Neptune, the flooding, and then Pluto, the loss. Yeah. So.
Because, you know, like, you know, like the, you know, it's like the death card in tarot. It's an ending. So
yes.
Seeing, you know, the, you know, things, you know, Phoenix is not only, I mean, Phoenix is associated with burning down, but, you know, but also anything that comes to an end, and then we have a rebirth. Hopefully, you know, and I think we're challenged now with, or as you would say, your job is now to come back with a better way or a higher octave way of doing things. So maybe if we don't build right on the coast, because we know, you know, the seas and oceans, she be raging. You know, so we may have to, you know, because years ago people would have summer homes at the coast or whatever. Now people build right up on it. And I was like, okay, you'll be sorry. You know what I mean? Because she comes in there and just it's just that she's doing her thing. She's doing her thing.
Right. It's her coast.
It's her coast.
Temporary.
Yeah.
Little inhabitants.
Right.
We get 70 years, right? She's billions of years old.
Yeah,
she's like, come on, people. We've talked about this.
You've seen this before.
You've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
What don't you get about it, you know?
No, but, and then, you know, it's something we're still seeing, we're still hearing, not still hearing, we're still welcoming the unfolding revelations about previous administration and different things, and books are coming out, information is being leaked. It seems to be something about a deluge. I think we're going to have a deluge. Someone may experience a deluge coming up soon.
Yes. Well, it's Leo, right? So the planets are all, Venus and Mars are traveling through the 12th house and in his chart. So this is telling the things that went on behind the scenes we're finding out about.
Oh, yes.
And this week,
the
sun goes into Leo. So it's going to really illuminate the 12th. So it's like, you know, and I, you know, I do find it interesting, you know, as the story gets revealed. Because remember, Jem and Joe, we're not done with our Pluto transit. We got 2 more years of this, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
whatever he brought us, whatever he woke up in us, I think we're, you know, as the stories get told, those of us who kind of went, yeah, it looked bad, now we know it's really bad. And then, of course, the people that believe in him and think he's God are not going to read those books. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to whatever. And Stephen Colbert, with Mark Milley, for those of you who don't know, Mark Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, so he's the head of all the military, right? He said that it was a Reichstag moment, which is when Hitler declared all the rules wrong and the elections fake, and he grabbed the government, right?
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of Nazi Germany.
Yes.
Grabbed all the power. And the playbook, you know, discrediting the media, disinformation. These people are demonizing people. In our case, it's immigrants and it's black. Back in Germany, it was Jews and, you know, Catholics got picked on as well as gypsies. But they, you know, the Jews were definitely the big group there. And here it's the minorities.
Well, here's also, we got to add, let me make a correction. It's not just people, it's people of color, so it's brown people and Asian.
Yeah, anybody of color.
Anybody, I wanted to make
anybody, I mean, I call them minorities, but they're actually now turning into equal quadrants of the population. But, yeah, going after anybody of color, Asian, brown, black, But, you know, initially starting with immigrants, which I think of as, you know, the Latinas and the Muslims. He banned the Muslims too. So, and they're of color also very often. So. All the, you know, all the protests last summer when he took to his bunker and, you know, wanted to invoke the military. And Milley said, you don't have an insurrection. He had an insurrection pointing at Lincoln. You have protests. You know, this is not, these people aren't storming the gates. well, they were later, but they were his people. Yeah, so
yes.
That energy of demonizing the other, and you're better than them,
yes.
or you have to control them, they're going to kill you. So it's a classic
yes.
playbook of any, you know, when the CIA watches, or we watch as a country, we watch a country get taken over. There's a series of steps, and he's been doing all of them. And nobody's been saying it. I mean, some people have, but, you know, he's been doing all the classic steps. So when
mm-hmm.
Milley said, you know, we're going to prevent the military from supporting him because you need the military to help you with the coup, you know, the FBI,
absolutely.
The CIA, and the military, we have the guns. And Stephen Colbert
yeah.
goes, not really. You have
mm-hmm.
some of the guns,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of guns out there, you know.
Yeah.
So I went,
yeah.
Stephen, but
yeah.
true, right?
True.
So,
oh, true. Yeah,
yeah, but true. Yeah, so yeah. I think, you know, we still have a couple years of, we still have Pluto. Anybody that's ever had a Pluto transit knows
yeah.
that last 2 degrees are when it's intense. So what we've done thus far is not anything at all yet.
Oh, come on.
We have a whole lot more to go. So
that's what I thought, yeah. Yeah, this you know, one of my favorite songs, This Joint Is Jumping. I think that's just going to be one of my themes because it's coming in. I could feel it building. I was talking to a neighbor. We're saying how we could just feel this energy building. And I said,
yeah.
yeah, I think it's, you know, we may experience, I think we may have like a kickoff coming this full moon, maybe the, you know, that bell being rung saying, okay, guess what, we're really in it in earnest or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels like it's, you know, a different energy than we had for sure in 2020, but
yes.
this energy
yes.
it will not disappoint. This experience will not disappoint us because
mm-hmm.
it will
mm-hmm.
show us. You ask the transformation, you got it. Okay, and it's happening on all. And you know, I know.
Be careful what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for, and but it's good that we ask for it because I think even for those of us who didn't consciously ask for it, we.
Yep.
Subconsciously ask for, our, you know, our souls are asking for, saying, please, we need to make this change collectively
mm-hmm.
and, you know, individually. So bring it on. And for
right,
anyone
right.
who's ever spoken to the universe, bring it on. You know, the universe,
yep.
listen, the universe is all ears. So
yes.
it's coming in, and it's time. It's time, you know. So,
right, and if you think about the country, we're having our Pluto return, so it's time for transformation.
Right.
But you also have to think
yeah,
about what
yeah.
was happening with the turn of the century, you know, when Pluto happened. We had, you know, a few million people in completely enslaved in this country, 3.4 million at the time of
mm-hmm.
Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. We had,
mm-hmm.
which was a couple,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was 100 years later, we had women didn't have the right to vote. Women didn't have the right to own property.
Right.
The
right.
only
That's
people
right.
who could vote were landowners. So if you migrated
mm-hmm.
here, like
yes.
my grandparents did in the potato famine, and you didn't own
yes.
something, you couldn't vote. So we have changed
yes.
a lot. And I think
yeah.
our job, especially as we're watching voting rights being restricted all over the country, our job
yes.
is to say, hey, 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 you got to stop
yes.
now. You guys
yes.
that used to do it this
Absolutely.
Way, all you white guys that signed the Declaration of Independence, you're not 100% in charge anymore. You know, you are,
mm-hmm.
you like to think you are, which is why you're being so badly behaved, but we are
Absolutely.
Changing things. We're changing the rules now. We're changing the rules.
Yes.
We had Me Too.
Well,
we've
yes.
had Black
yes.
Lives Matter. We've had people stepping up and saying this is unacceptable.
Yes.
And it is a battle for, you know, what's right. What's right about,
Absolutely.
You know, being
yes.
a country that says pursuit of happiness for all.
Yes.
Right? Life, liberty,
yes.
and the pursuit of
we
happiness.
We the people. Yes.
We the people.
Yes.
Yeah, we're the people.
We the people.
We're the people now. And so the
exactly.
people are saying we need to change it. Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. And it's happening, like, you know, worldwide. Of course, we see it in our country. It's where we live. But it's happening where those people, you know, the people, the masses
yep.
that support everything, that, you know, saying, wait, okay, you know, we know there
yep.
has to be, we know, you know, whatever, but this is not, you know, sufficient, not supporting us. And it's the energetic change is in all of us is coming up, and we'll see these. Let me back up for a minute. A friend was saying, "Well, I hope we see." She was going down to like sort of like the micro. Well, at first we've got to see the macro changes. So we'll see
yes.
these big, more gross changes that have to happen first before we can get down to. Well, I hope they change, you know, this particular ordinance in my town. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm not laughing at, but I'm saying we're looking
mm-hmm.
at big changes right now that have to actually get their momentum, actually organize themselves, and manage through and withstand the not only the transit, which, you know, which you know, people see, but withstand the opposition. Because, you know, no one wants to change. I look at myself and I say, no, you know, the changes that I've had to make and how I've had to, you know, stay on point to make those changes happen and make them stand and become the new groove, it takes some time. And it takes
right.
some effort and intention. So, and, you know, just don't, you know, I said, don't, you know, make no mistake, as a friend of mine used to always say, that group, the 45s group and that mindset group, no vaccines, no science, no nothing. Let's make a statement. We want to keep it the way it is. That group knows it's imperiled. It knows
yes.
it's. and they're reacting the way anyone does when they're boxed and put into a corner. They're going to scratch
mm-hmm.
and try to fight their way out.
Mm-hmm.
So we could get a little
scrappy.
And
also being scared all the time. They're being told everything's going to be taken. You know, when Biden did the, hey, you know, the vaccinations, we're going to come to your door, knock on your door and talk to
yes.
you and educate you. And one guy
right.
was like, what are they going to do? Then they're going to think about the infrastructure they have to build. And, of course, I get my news, a lot of it, from Stephen Colbert. And he goes, yeah, the infrastructure.
Yes.
And then they showed a picture of the mailman with the truck, a guy that comes to your mailbox
yes.
and puts stuff in and takes things out. That guy, right?
Right.
They're going to come and take your guns, and they're going to come and take your Bibles. And I'm like, what? No, we're just trying to give you – we're trying to educate you to understand what a shot is. You know,
yes.
and
yes.
I know it sounds
yes.
like a gun.
Yes.
I know it's the same name as a bullet, but it's actually a good thing. You know,
thing.
And
yeah.
you know, you watch. We're watching the Delta virus surge, and
right,
and it's surging in the unvaccinated populations. You know, my friend Ann Dunford yes. lives up in Buffalo, and when COVID first hit a while back,
uh-huh.
the areas that were really affected were the poorer sections. You know, where a lot of the service workers lived. You know, because they were continuing
right.
to serve us. But then
yes.
she said it shifted, the demographics of it shifted to the not mask-wearing part of Buffalo, which was the Republican districts. And, you
yes.
know, because it's congressional. We can track
mm-hmm.
it by Congress districts, you know, what
mm-hmm.
how you voted. And if you look at the map, the congressional map for voting, and you look at the
yes.
communities
yes.
that are getting the infection now, they're red. Because
mm-hmm.
those people
yes,
were told no masks, no, you know, it's patriotic not to wear a mask, it's patriotic, you know, it's stupid to wear a mask and it's stupid to get a shot. You know, they're better than
yes,
medicine.
Yes.
I'm like, okay,
yes.
you know, you really do not, I almost died with this thing. You do not want it. You do not want this virus.
No. And now it's also mirroring the first one we had, well, the first one in contemporary era when adults had it at first, you know, the one in 1900s. And then...
Yes.
And then after the adults, it did the second wave because everyone, you know, returned to, oh, we're all done. Then it hit the youth. It hit the children hard and the young
yes.
people. So,
mm-hmm.
And I remember watching those documentaries of what I watched too many of them last year, early, you know, 2020 about that. Far too many.
Right.
And I said, okay, see, so maybe that'll wake some people. Maybe. I mean, I think it'll wake some more people up. I had to share with someone, I said, I never look for or hope for a 100% buy-in anymore. That's not realistic. But we do need
right.
a critical
mm-hmm.
mass of people to say,
right.
oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
my bad. Let me change and see, oof, I had no idea. And, you know, this is speaking to a little bit of our stubbornness, too. But, you know, I have a couple of friends that perhaps our friendship is on hiatus because of this whole, you know, COVID thing.
Right.
And disinformation and fake news and Trump and blah, blah, blah. And some of the lack of our being able to have a decent conversation is because there's a lack of willingness to recalcitrance, I think would be the word, to want to say, you know what, I made a mistaken judgment there. You know, I'm not saying you're stupid, no. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's also, you know, this, you have to, we all have to make course corrections in our lives and
mm-hmm.
realize, you know, in order to make a course correction, you have to say, wow, that course, though I thought it was a good one, now I need to let go and drop it and learn from it and move on to another course and select another path and get some who I think who may be just entrenched, really digging those heels in. I've committed to this, and I don't want to look like a fool because, you know, I'm changing my path now. Well, you know, do you want to be alive or do you want to be a dead, culture? So it's,
And again, that is their choice. You know, for years and years, we knew smoking was, you know, caused cancer. And people still
yeah.
smoke. Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
for years
mm-hmm.
and years, we know drinking causes cirrhosis of the liver. And, your brain to atrophy. You know, you get what's called wet brain. You lose your mind. But people still drink. You know, we know drugs can kill.
Mm-hmm.
And people still do drugs. It's, you know, you do have free right to do it. You know, that's okay. And that part we have to acknowledge and, you know, honor that people have the right to do it. But then recognizing there's that balance of, well, it, you know, what my involvement with you is if you choose to do that. Do I continue to bail you out?
Right.
You know, when you get fired from your job for drinking, do I continue to support you? So I think we're kind of reaching a point where we're looking and saying, hey, you know, go ahead. You want to go unvaccinated. Everybody is going to catch the virus. It's not if, it's when. And as it gets meaner, because it's mutating, because we're figuring out how to stop it, as it gets meaner, which it will continue to do, we still have to go through Saturn and Pisces. We're just at, you know, we're just at Jupiter in Pisces. We got Saturn in Pisces in a couple years. So we're not done with this puppy. You know, it's a Pisces guy. So it's our Pisces experience now. So when we have this, we heard about the Delta showing up when the Sun was in Pisces again. Now Jupiter's in Pisces, and we are a Jupiter country. But Jupiter's the big guy. You know, it's now the dominant variant all over the world. So, and there will be another when Saturn hits in Pisces, which is a couple years down the road. But hopefully by then we have enough people that aren't going to, you know, really be devastated. People will have worked with it and gotten the drill. I mean, L.A. put their masks back on, you know.
They
were like, all right, you know, not, I mean, obviously not everybody, but the guy said, hey, it's spreading here. We need to put our masks on. And I think, you know, as we live in dense populations, you know, but my cousin lives in Springfield, Missouri, and, you know, it's a mild little Republican town, bottom part of Missouri, and, you know, they're pleading for respiratory therapists because they got so many people sick. So I think, you know, I think it's, you know, I think we have to have a measure of consciousness and a measure of compassion, but we also have to go, well, now I told you, you know, if you went out drinking and you got a headache, you got a hangover, you still have to go to work. You know, there's an element of you didn't take the vaccination, which is totally your right, but now you got, now you're sick, you know, so. But
know,
I have so many long haulers in my practice, Jay, you know, people that catch it and then have ongoing symptoms from it, and I know I did. I did not have, I mean, I had a bad case when I had it, and I was sicker than I'd ever been in my life, and I did think I was going to die, but I didn't get to the hot point where I was hospitalized or anything like that. But I was very aware of, you know how ill I was, and it is not a virus that we want to fool around with, especially the new version apparently is more contagious and faster to symptoms and hits harder because that
it's
harder, trying to survive. So it mutated. It said, oh, you think
you
people think you can develop some vaccinations and get past me? Ha ha ha. You know, I'm going to change up. So
it's here for its cycle. It's here for its cycle. And
until
it's not ready to leave yet. And it's also teaching us, it's trying to show us too that I think that it's my feeling that the way we can actually beat any of these things, any of these big macro things that we face as a world, as an earth, is together. And, you know, so we have these different things, you know, so it's showing us, and said, okay, look at them down there, they're still not together. I had a little bit there going for a minute, and no, it didn't hold. So I'm back, and let me come back with a harder, you know, force. I was telling someone a story about how when I was a young lady, which was, you know, Carl Sagan billions of years ago, but and how I wouldn't, the Sunday school teacher I had said, sometimes when you offer a lesson, it's, you know, offer to you gently. Then you get a tap on the shoulder. Then you get a smack upon the head. And then you get kicked down to the ground, you know, because the message is trying to, it will still try to get across to you. It may have to come to you a little bit more harsh, a little bit more, you know, frankly or whatever. And so I think this COVID, the coronavirus strain that we have, the strains, we'll say, listen, you know, we'll help you here to really, it's sort of like almost sad, and we're here to help you change your structure. And you need to, so let's take down some structures, you know, and we got Pluto coming in behind me, so over here, so if you guys may want to listen to me, you know, before we have this time.
Right.
You make some changes. So when the Pluto thing, you know, the Pluto return hits, it won't be so, you know, you've done some work.
But, right.
Know, so
right.
It's trying to help us. But, you know, we just have that fighting thing going on, and that resistance to change or resistance to seeing things, seeing evolution, seeing how things evolve. And it reminds me of that line in that movie, one of my favorite movies, the ancient one goes to Stephen Strange, it's not about you. You know, in other words, I think the universe is trying to tell us, it's not just about you. It's about
right.
all of us, you know? So, yes, you know, and whatnot. So, I hope everyone, Anne, did you get back? Have you got your back?
I am getting vaxxed in August.
Antibodies. Okay.
You know, I had it.
Yeah.
I have pretty high antibodies. And because a lot of people that had COVID when they get vaccinated have a reaction, I'm doing it in August because I had taken the month off with the idea being I would go to Germany and visit my sister, which I don't think is happening because Germany isn't open, but I still have the month off. So I'm planning on doing it then. I have to have the vaccination. I'm teaching at Omega at the end of September.
Right.
And Omega requires the faculty to be vaccinated, so I have to have the vaccination by then.
Yeah.
So I had kind of thought about when I wanted to do it. You know, I watched Rose's boyfriend, and I have similar lives, and so he got COVID before I did, and when he got vaccinated, he got, you know, he had a pretty bad reaction, so I thought, you know, I'm going to take my cue from him, and I'm going to get vaccinated when I know if I get vaccinated, I have a couple days off, you know, to kind of get better. So, and
good,
so
good.
Because I had August off, and then because it doesn't look like Germany's happening, I had planned to do it when I was in Florida, you know, a month, you know, last month. That was my initial thought. And then I thought, I'm going to just go to Florida because it doesn't look like I'm going to Germany, and Mars will be in Virgo then, you know, so that's a good time to get vaccinated. So, yeah, so I'm getting vaccinated in a week. After the 31st, when Mars goes into Virgo, yeah.
Okay, so this one, Mark, because this way, and let's, you know, make sure, the key for me was to be, I mean, I didn't have the antibodies, but it's to be hydrated beforehand, and
hydrate, and all the vitamin C and the zinc and all that stuff, yep.
And good healthy meals,
that helps it,
you know, and then even when I came home that day, especially from the second one, I had cups of water, like right by my, the place I walked beyond my bed to go to the restroom. And so I can go to the restroom, come back and drink another cup of water and stay hydrated and go to sleep. And stay hydrated
and go to sleep.
And
you were down for like 2 days, right?
Yeah, just for 2 days. The second shot, just fatigue. And, you know, I had my left arm was like, you know, trying to turn into the Hulk, you know, just a little swollen and tender. But I could tell, felt that one, my body was saying, you know, please stand by. We're trying to deal with something here. And so just give us a rest. Systems on low. Once put it on yourself on screensaver. Put yourself on screensaver. And you'll be fine. Now, someone wrote, and I think this is the next question is, you know, we're all wondering about the variants and the effectiveness of the current vaccines. And I think I'm glad we have a base vaccine.
Idea, you know, how they have the flu shot, you know, and they do they kind of figure out which strains they think are going to emerge, and sometimes the flu shot is more effective than not. So what will happen is the virus will continue to mutate. You know, we had the original one, and we had the British had one, and then the Indian one is the Delta variant, and there'll be another, there's a Lambda that I've read about. I haven't really read much about it, but, you know, it's, the virus wants to survive too. It's like, hey, you changed, I changed. You know, it's kind of like when you move, you go left, it goes left. It's dancing with us, right? So there will continue to be variants. And, you know, we have eradicated illnesses in our life. We developed a smallpox vaccine. We got rid of smallpox. We developed a polio vaccine. We got rid of polio. I mean, there's still occasionally is an outbreak of polio in India because the virus is still here, but the vast majority of the population is not exposed to it because there's so little of it in the population. So that's, you know, we know how to handle this. We've done it. Now, you know, there's a lot of people that are, because of the amount of vaccinations that are given now in the States, you know, are reactive to that energy. But, you know, and I, you know, they have a shingles vaccine. Now, I didn't get that, but I have friends who've gotten it. But I also don't have herpes. You know, I don't have that virus in my system. And it comes from that virus, Epstein-Barr. You know, like we know viruses go in and cause problems, like the HIV causes cancer, and the HIV causes AIDS. And we know the herpes virus causes Epstein-Barr and Guillain-Barre and shingles. So we know these viruses have long-reaching effects. That's another reason not to get it, you know, because I tell you, I had pretty bad brain fog for, I don't really remember much of the fall. And I had cardio and lung issues that have dissipated over time, but, you know, it's, you know, and I know people that are really having struggles, young people. I mean, I'm old, so I'm like, well, I'm old anyway, you know, so yeah, I huff and puff when I climb the stairs and I didn't used to, and I can build it back. But the kids, they get wiped out with it. They can't move. You know, I've got a couple in my practice, and it's really hard. It's really hard.
So. You know, before we, I know we got some more, something I forgot to bring up earlier was our this full moon. You know, the full moon is on what? I've been foggy all week. The full moon coming up on the 24th, I believe.
Yes.
Is in what sign?
Hang on, let me pull it up. I think it's in. Yeah, I think it's in Leo.
Okay,
I feel like it should be in Leo, but I don't know that it is.
I wasn't following trekking as closely as I usually do.
Full moon. It's July 23rd.
July 23rd.
Leo. Leo Aquarius. It's at 1. It's at 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. Interesting. We're going to bury my dad that morning, so it'll be the last degree of Cancer. And the sun goes into Leo this week. We didn't really talk aspects yet. We probably should do that. I mean, that it is the one of the reasons we're here is to talk about the weekly weather. So the sun goes into Leo. It's finishing its journey in Cancer. So it goes into Leo on the 22nd, and then the full moon is on Friday. The full moon is on the Friday, the 23rd, at 10:36 p.m., and it is at 1 Leo, 1 Aquarius. And it's a 20-degree Pisces rising, Neptune on the ascendant. It looks like it has a mystic rectangle in it. It has the moon out of bounds in Aquarius, so that means the moon is out of bounds when it's in Capricorn also the days before. And it does have a mystic rectangle. It's two, actually. Has a mystic rectangle with Neptune, Pallas Athena, Mercury, the part of Fortune, and Pluto. And then it has, that one would be for people in New York, or in Washington, rather. And then it has another mystic rectangle that's all planets. And that would be, where is it? Vesta, Moon, Pluto, Athena, Sun. So, you know, one of the things I did was I wrote to the people who live in the house I grew up in and said, you know, we're going to be in Rochester to bury my father and my stepmother. Can we come by and see the house? can we come by and see our childhood home? So we'll see if they say yes. And with a mystic rectangle, it gives us a focus. There's also two fingers of God, Mars and Leo, talking to the Neptune Pluto. Which is a lot about, you know, taking action, and to Athena, you know, what's our strategic approach, and then Jupiter in Pisces talking to the Sun in Vesta. So that makes me think we might be able to see the house because Jupiter's in Pisces. So, but yeah, so it, and there's a hard rectangle too, which is about making decisions with Mercury and partnership and Pluto and the note of fate. So, you know, that often is, okay, making decisions about what you're going to do because the Mercury Pluto in a hard aspect, which is, here's some information. Now you get to decide what you want to do. And Mercury, of course, is at the last degree of Cancer. He's entering the last degrees of Cancer. He's not in them yet, but when he's in 21 Cancer, so he's in the Piscean section. So it's going to be a pretty spiritual moon, and it's a pretty active little puppy. Got a lot of action in there with Mars opposite Jupiter. Mars and Leo is opposite Jupiter, and Venus just was opposite Jupiter. She goes into Virgo this week, too. So she's, there are a lot of changes up there in the old heavens. Venus goes into Virgo on July 21st. So
okay.
When the planets change, we have turbulence. So they're coming out, Venus is coming out of fire, getting into Earth, grounding. The Sun is coming out of water, getting onto Earth, like getting into the Sun and drying out. And also saying, okay, what do I want to do? And then week after, Mars goes into Virgo. So there's a lot of stuff in the sky around change and, you know, new directions. So we'll see, see what it feels like. But it looks big. It looks like a big week. It looks like a lot of stuff. And, of course, the full moon in the full moon takes us back to the new moon that happened in February of 20, which, of course, was when we really first started hearing about it would have been the end of January of 20 when it was at zero, when we first started hearing about COVID. And now we're, you know, we're a year and a half in, and we're seeing it on a new level. And then Scorpio moon, you know, last November when the moon was in Aquarius and the sun was in Scorpio, so last November when we had the elections, and now it's a full moon, so it's seeing things, you know, on a new perspective. So think about what was going on end of January, beginning of February. That was when we were impeaching Trump, but it also was when COVID was first kind of hitting the news. So, and then we realized how much death, you know, in Scorpio time. It seemed like there was a lot. And then now we're at the full moon and we're going, wow, we got it again. The closing will be next spring when the sun's in Taurus. So that'll be like the last week in April. Next year, 2022, when we're at the closing phase. Because remember, there's a 30-day lunar phase, but also the sun and the moon, when they meet up, then over the next 2.5 years, they unfold in a new moon opening square, full moon closing square. So we're at a full moon, and you're looking at stuff from January of 2020 with new eyes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. No, it feels that way. And it feels like it does feel like a new cycle, and it taught me some things like to embrace change more deeply and more broadly, and to look at even my reluctance to change, people I know reluctance to change or accept change or flow with change with more compassion, you know, because it, you know, having that, you know, being that battering ram or that whatever is not going to help the change either. Won't facilitate it, in other words. So we'll need to really make sure we, you know, our job is to stay in that flow and to keep that inner smile going so we can have an outer smile. I'm not saying I'm condoning the behaviors or anything else, but having to throw compassion at those who are ignorant or who are selfish or, you know, having actions that aren't for the higher and best good of all, including themselves. And so that's something I had to remind myself to, bring it back. And see,
well, and it's also, we always have a choice how we choose to react, right? So that's the other part. Like our charts determine, you know, a lot of our reaction, you know, because they're our core operating system. But within those planetary, in those planets, each of the planets have a range of behavior they can do. And I think when we're working at, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about a situation they had really largely released emotionally on a lot of levels. And it was, and I was like, and part of the releasing it on a lot of levels is it doesn't mean you forget it. It means you get to neutral with it so that you can stand in a place of neutrality and look at it and go, okay, that's their path. You know, I can't interfere with their path. I can suggest what I would do, but again, free will. We get to make our decisions. But also recognizing that they did their charts. So our reaction to their chart gets to be what it's going to be, right? So so it's interesting, you know, because one of the things when I was working on stuff for something, there was a woman, I think it was in Detroit, and somebody stole her car. And she was tracking the car. She posted it on Facebook, and people kept telling her where they saw the car. So she would go, and she'd call it into the police, and the police would come. But they would come after the guy drove away, right? So she saw the car parked in a parking lot. He was in getting his hair done. And she went in and said, is that your car? And, of course, she tracked him, you know, because he stole it. And he's like, yeah, you know, whatever. And so she, like, tackled him. And everybody's like, he stole my car. And so, you know, the citizens held him until the police came and arrested him. And she said, don't go stealing my stuff, you know. I was laughing because I was like, yeah, she did her charge. She tracked him. The police came. They didn't catch him. And she did it like 3 or 4 times, and they never got there in time before he drove away. But this time she held him there. She called the police, held him there until the police came and got him. And and it was like, yeah, you know, you're not going to steal from me. You know, you're not going to steal from me. So it's understanding we want to stand in the place of our chart where we're in our heart space, in our righteous space. I want to say right. I want to use the word righteous because Leo has a righteous energy. And it always knows if you're telling the truth or not. It just does. And so with Venus and Mars and Leo, they're really talking to us about, are you acting with honor? Are you acting with your honor? Now, sometimes you may look at the honor and say, that's kind of a distorted honor from my worldview, but you're acting with honor from your worldview, right? And you're also acting towards the Venus, Mars, and Leo. What is it I'm trying to create and do? And sometimes we may look at the behaviors and go, I don't really understand why you're doing that. Talk to me about why that is honorable to you. And if that is something they can articulate, you have to honor that that's their choice. That's how they are here to express themselves. So I was like, you don't steal from her. She's really clear. You do not steal from her. Other people might not be so whatever, but she was clear, and she tried to do it the right way in the sense that she called the cops. But then once that didn't work, she acted to hold him down and, you know, had the people in the barbershop help her with a citizen's arrest and arrest him. And she punched him, you know, because he stole her car. But he didn't press charges. So I was like, well, that's interesting. He didn't, because she punched. She was like, no, you know, I stole her car. I stole her car. I did.
Yes.
So it's an interesting, you know, the key here is, are you acting in your honor space? Mm-hmm. And as Venus is forming a finger of God, she was Venus forming a finger of God, hunting her car down, Mars forward pulling this week, then both of them go into Virgo and they say, okay, now that you know your honor path, Sun will be in Leo, and now you have to go do the work. And Venus is going to give us 21 days of work, and Mars is going to give us 2 months of work to get that in place, because we should have a clear vision of what we think is the right thing to do.
Right? Good.
And that's important. You know, are we acting with honor?
Okay, well, we have our homework assignment for this weekend. Yeah, it does. Very well done. Mm-hmm. Very well done.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right.
All right, so wish everybody a good week. Lots of changes this week, folks. But
lots
standing in your heart space does it. That's the place to
be. It does. Absolutely. Stay centered and grounded. Drop into your spiritual heart. When you feel like you're, you know, coming undone. And still remember to hydrate. Take care of yourself, because we have some active things going on right now. And next week is the... next week I'm fine.
Next week I'm in Rochester burying my dad, so I will let you know. I'm pretty good, pretty sure we can do it, because we're burying him on Friday, so I'm pretty sure we can do it, but I don't really know what the Wi-Fi situation is in the house, but I can come in on my cell phone, too.
Okay, well, let's just work with that, because you may want to spend that time really communing with your family, you know, and just being in...
No, by then I'll be tired of them, Jojo. You know, I get there Wednesday. It's Thursday, Friday. It's Saturday morning. I'm kind of like, okay, I'm going to go talk to my friends in New York. I don't want to...
You have a meeting. Okay, good. So we'll coordinate the timing. You let me know what time is best. You know, you want to do it 10, 11.
I will.
You know, and then we'll do that. Perfect. Okay.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
All righty. Okay.
Into the night, into the day.
So you go up there Wednesday, you said?
I go up Wednesday. Yeah, I'm flying up Wednesday afternoon. My brother's picking me up at an airport. We've rented a Venmo, not a Venmo, a VRBO. So we're all going to be together.
Right.
Living in the same house, so I might have moved to the hotel by then. You know. my brother's like, he's, you know, he worked for Marriott, so he's like, you know, if we want, we can always leave and go to a Marriott. I'm like, I hear you.
Oh, good.
What do you mean, yeah, we? You know, I might want to go to the Marriott by myself. But hopefully it'll be fun, you know. It's a full moon on the day we're burying Dad and Peggy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
They're both getting buried with their original spouses, and literally the graves are about 100 yards apart.
Oh,
so when they went to when they were dating and they went to visit the dead spouses, right? They went and, you know, and Ed's in the wall, and he looks over at where my mother's buried, and honestly, it's about 100 yards, if that. I mean, it's like I could throw a ball that far, you know, and I'm not particularly athletic. And, so Dad's going in next to Mom, and Peggy's going in next to Ed, and that'll be it. So,
end of a journey.
One of the last times I'll be to Rochester. I mean, who knows, I may get up there again for a wedding or something like that, but, you know, there's no relatives left there. My cousin's kids are there, but, you know, they're boys in their 20s. They don't want anything to do with an old fart aunt, right? So,
Okay, and you return to New York City when?
Sunday night.
Sunday, okay, good, okay, well,
That's just a weekend.
So, all right. But, we're sending you plenty of hugs and love at that time of your family, which I know is to have mixed emotions, and it's good to be around one another, but also the sadness of the reason why you're gathering together.
Yep.
And that's honoring family, but, you know, so everyone will post when we will do the show next week, and, you know, we can even do it Sunday evening, something like that, and so just play it by ear. You let me know what you're filling up for. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm good with whatever. I do think that I'm good to do it. I just, you know, it's that kind of day. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Unless
we
get to see the house that weekend, and then because I wrote the people whatever their schedule is for us,
too.
They can let us in, and everybody say a little prayer that they let us come and see our childhood home. You know, I know you're not supposed to go home again, but I would like to just kind of walk through it again. And,
nothing wrong with visiting home again. You're not staying there. You're
there's something about the physical house, you know. So
just see it and put a little bit of an eyeball on it. Yeah, that's nothing wrong. That's really good for the heart sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
so big hugs to all.
Same to you. Big hugs to everyone.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Everyone have a good full moon. Okay, everyone, we'll see. We'll keep you posted. We'll keep you informed about next week. I think I may be, I know I'm doing something with my sister next weekend. So it's the 31st. Where are we? This is the 17th. Oh, no, okay. I'm a week ahead of myself. It's the last week. So next week we're probably good. But it's so good having everyone, seeing everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And may you have a great full moon. Bring in those energies that you want to. You know, Ann told us that we have to think about, you know, about things that we need to do in honor of Virgo and Virgo, Venus and Mars have given us homework assignments. Hey, Renee, Josephine. So everyone stay well, stay aware, stay hydrated, and love you all. Bye-bye. See you next week. Sometimes we went above. She was going through it again. That was a filter. Ooh. Okay.